Chapter 18, Rennes-le-Château, 1:30 p.m. Malone and Stephanie made their way across the crowded hamlet. Stephanie entered a restaurant and spoke with the proprietor. Leaving the restaurant, Stephanie said, "Ernst Scoville was hit by a car last week while he took his daily walk."
"Any leads on the car?"
"No witnesses."
"Did you know Scoville?"
She nodded. "But he didn't care for me. We spoke rarely. He took Lars's side in our debate."
"Then why did you call him?"
"He was the only one I could think of to ask about Lars's journal. He was civil, considering we hadn't spoken in years. He wanted to see the journal, so I planned on making amends while I was here." She motioned for them to walk. "I want to check Ernst's house. He owned quite a library. I'd like to see if his books are still there."
"He have a wife?"
She shook her head. "A loner."
"Do you really believe there's a treasure hidden around here somewhere?" he asked.
"Hard to say, Cotton. Lars used to say that 90% of Saunière's story is fiction, but he always countered with that 10% of truth. That's what captivated him, and to a large degree, Mark. Strange things happened here 100 years ago.
"Are you referring to Saunière again?"
She nodded.
"Help me understand."
"I actually need help with that, too. But I can tell you more of what I know about Béranger Saunière."
He was listening.
"Saunière made major renovations to the parish church. He replaced the windows, installed a new altar and pulpit, repaired the roof and exterior walls, had the interior floor changed, and installed a new confessional and stations of the cross. In the Via Bethany, he built a dining salon, sitting room, and bedrooms for guests. Then he built the Tour Magdala, his folly of a library. Yet," she continued, "his parish income was no more than 250 francs per year. How was it possible to amass all that?" Saunière claimed he was the recipient of many private donations. But the local bishop, investigating Saunière's wealth, did not believe his explanations and relieved him of his duties at Rennes and suspended him with no right to say Mass or administer sacraments. Saunière appealed, Stephanie said, all the way to the Vatican. But he died in 1917 before being vindicated. What he did, though, was resign from the church. He just started saying Mass in the Via Bethany. The locals loved him, so they boycotted the new abbé."
"How did he pay for all those improvements?" Malone asked.
"That's a question many have tried to answer, including my husband." They approached Scoville's house. Up 3 stone stairs stood a recessed door. Malone peered in through the glass in the door and saw no evidence of neglect.
"The place looks good."
No one was in sight. He turned back and with his elbow popped the glass pane. He then reached inside and released the lock. Stephanie stepped up behind him.
"After you," he said.